This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org.
Complimentary beverage service out the window.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. U.S. Airways is the latest airline planning a series of cuts to help cope with high fuel prices. It's reducing the number of flights in the U.S., trimming its fleet, and getting rid of 1,700 jobs. On top of that, if you book a ticket on or after July 9th, plan on paying $15 to check your first bag. If you're thirsty, you'll have to pay $2 for a soft drink. Ministers from oil-producing and oil-consuming nations are due to meet for an emergency summit in Saudi Arabia this Sunday. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
The Saudis set up the summit to deflect the growing anger of oil-consuming countries. The British prime ministers described OPEC as scandalous. The Australian leader called for the G8 to take a blowtorch to the cartel. But it's far from clear that the weekend meeting in Jeddah will ease the record price of oil. It could just be all talk, says Carol Ahoyos of the Financial Times, and that would make matters worse.
Calling such a meeting raises expectations that the Saudis can do something about the high oil prices. If we get to Jeddah on Sunday and in fact nothing happens, the market will very possibly go up.
The Saudis and other OPEC members argue the main reason for the rising price of oil is not insufficient supply, but speculation and the weakness of the dollar. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
The Dow closed yesterday with a gain of 57 points to 12,141. The Nasdaq was up 10 points to 2,404. The S&P 500 picked up 4 to 1,339. Asian markets were mixed today. European shares are edging lower. There have been at least 15 construction-related deaths in New York City so far this year. An owner of a construction site in Brooklyn was charged with manslaughter this week after a worker died on the job. Elisa Roth takes a look at whether such a charge will put pressure on builders.
The worker died when a trench he was digging collapsed. The construction site's owner is being charged with manslaughter, criminally negligent homicide, and reckless endangerment. He's being held on a $25,000 bond.
The city is sending a message to construction companies that they need to make worker safety a priority.
David Ullman's a law professor at the University of Michigan. He says this kind of accidental death doesn't fit precisely into the definition of manslaughter, but New York's trying to make a point. The district attorney prosecuting the case and the city's building commissioner both say they'll pursue more of these lawsuits in the future. Ullman says those cases may not end with a prosecution, but authorities don't have many alternatives, since even at the federal level, this kind of crime is only a misdemeanor under workplace protection laws. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Anheuser-Busch is talking to Mexico's Grupo Modelo, the maker of Corona, about a possible merger. The Wall Street Journal says Anheuser is looking for a way to fend off a more than $46 billion takeover bid from Belgian brewer InBev.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. And by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org.
The Screen Actors Guild says it's willing to keep actors working without a deal as long as talks continue with studios. SAG's contract is up June 30th. At the same time, the head of SAG is coming down hard on the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, the smaller union that includes actors. Variety's Stuart Levine joins us now to explain that part of the drama.
Alan Rosenberg, who's negotiating the SAG contract, thinks that if AFTRA cuts on board with the SAG, they'd cut a better deal. AFTRA doesn't feel that way. They've cut their own deal. They feel this is the best they can do. But Alan Rosenberg says their best option at this point is to undercut the AFTRA deal and then have them go and united against the producers.
And meanwhile, summer movie season goes on. Overall, it seems the theme of the summer has been successful comedies rather than the scarier offerings, Baby Mama, Forgetting Sarah Marshall,
right.
Both have done pretty
Sex
well.
Sex and the City considered a comedy?
I guess, yeah, you would add that to the mix. And next week we have a couple other high-profile comedies, Love Guru and Get Smart, coming out and you say on the same day.
Yeah, it's very unusual that you'll have two kind of big high-profile comedies coming out the same day. Usually on these big summer movies, the studios kind of plant their flag almost a year in advance saying, stay away from us, we're going to control this Friday. Well, they both kind of came out around the same time for June 20th, and everybody was waiting for one of them to back down. The problem is that summer is so crowded and every Friday is so packed with big movies that once you kind of stake your claim, it could be tough to move that date because then you have to go to somebody else's date and you're sharing with somebody else. So they're both saying, let's duel it out. Let's see what happens.
And how does that usually play out in box office politics?
It could be a disaster for both. One could prove the winner. I mean, it's kind of interesting that Steve Carell's kind of the new comedy star being in The Office and 40-Year-Old Virgin did very well. Mike Myers obviously did with the Austin Powers franchise, has done very well in the past. So it's kind of an interesting convergence of old comedy, but, you know, maybe a decade ago comedy versus the current comedy. So it's going to be really interesting to see kind of who comes out on top.
Money is also flying around the small screen. This is the time of year when advertisers are buying up open time on the networks and cable. And we've heard so much about networks getting bashed in terms of ratings. What is the NBA doing to that concept right now?
Well, sports has kind of always been something that kind of defies the odds. Obviously, Super Bowl and, you know, World Series and baseball players have always traditionally done well. And, you know, for the NBA to have the Lakers versus the Celtics, LA versus Boston, is like a godsend for, you know, ABC, which is carrying the event, and for NBA Commissioner David Stern. You watch the games at Staples Center, you see Jack, you see, you know, Denzel Washington, you see Steven Spielberg watching the games. So I think the benefit of having the Lakers is not only is it good basketball, but it's having the peripheral viewer, you know, maybe a woman who couldn't care less about basketball but wants to watch the celebrities.
Or a man.
Or a man. Didn't mean to throw that in. But that's how ABC thinks. To get the Lakers versus Boston is something that they're very, very thankful for.
Stuart Levine is managing editor at Variety. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
For more, visit marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thanks for listening. Have a nice weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.